Penguin Random House Australia Audio proudly presents Nanny Piggins and the Rival Ringmaster, written and narrated by R.A. Spratt. All rights reserved. We at Penguin Random House Australia acknowledge that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples are the traditional custodians and the first storytellers of the lands on which we live and work. We honour Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples' continuous connection to country, waters, skies and communities. We celebrate Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander stories, traditions and living cultures. And we pay our respects to elders past and present. To Samantha. Previously on Nanny Piggins. Congratulations, you are about to read the thrilling fifth installment of the Nanny Piggins 14-ology. If you have not read the previous books in the series, don't panic. Each one of Nanny Piggins' adventures is an exciting tale in its own right, so you don't have to read the books in any particular order. But just in case you don't believe me, here is a quick summary of what has happened so far. It all started when Nanny Piggins, the world's most glamorous flying pig, ran away from the circus to escape the ringmaster, a devious man whose crimes include kidnapping performers, forcing them to sign despicable 50-year binding contracts, and refusing to supply chocolate biscuits in the break room. Once she was a free woman, Nanny Piggins took up a job as the Green's nanny. The Green children, Derek, Samantha, and Michael, fell in love with her instantly. Nanny Piggins does tend to have that effect on people. I think it's all the sugar in the cakes she bakes for them. Their father, Mr. Green, did go to some lengths to try and get rid of Nanny Piggins. He was embarrassed about having a pig for a nanny. But after seeing his replacement nanny get dragged away by police, the school he tried to send his children to get knocked down with bulldozers, and his plans of marriage nearly result in him being forced to wed a stick-wielding gypsy queen, Mr. Green largely gave up. I should also mention Nanny Piggins' brother, Boris, the Russian ballet-dancing bear. He ran away from the circus too, and now lives in the Green's garden shed. You might wonder how a pig comes to have a bear for a brother. The short answer is adoption. And that's about all you need to know. There are other characters, Hans the baker, Nanny Piggins' 13 identical twin sisters, a silly headmaster, a lovely police sergeant, and a hapless truancy officer, just to name a few. But don't worry, you'll pick it all up as you go along, because I helpfully refer to the police sergeant as police sergeant and Hans the baker as Hans the baker, so you will be left in little doubt as to who everyone is. So now you can sit back, relax, and enjoy this book. For maximum enjoyment...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?